Hi, I'm Kim Blaufuss from the highly acclaimed Chinese medical facility in Woodland, Washington, Best Acupuncture. We're just finishing with winter, which makes now the perfect time to talk about Wei Qi. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to share with you why you want to strengthen your Wei Qi and how we can work together to help you build your Wei Qi before next winter. First, what is Wei Qi? In Chinese medicine, our Wei Qi is our most superficial layer that protects us from the elements. The stronger our Wei Qi, the less likely we are to get sick or catch the flu. The most common Western reference for Wei Qi is our immune system. You remember the flus this season where people were flat on their backs, in bed, sick for weeks at a time? You remember the endless coughing, the vomiting, the diarrhea? If there was a way to help us avoid all that, who wouldn't want to avoid it all? Well, I for one know I want to avoid all that. And last year wasn't my best year for taking care of myself. Like many of us, 2016 was a bit overwhelming with a whole lot going on in my personal life that took my attention away from myself. And just like many of us when we get too busy, I was just too exhausted to think about myself. I remember talking with another practitioner. I really needed to make myself one of my famous herbal formulas, but I was just too tired and didn't want to pull out all the different herbs to compound a formula. Well, he wanted to help me see that I was being unreasonable and the effort was minimal. He would ask me questions like, well, how much time do you think it would take to make the formula? You know, I would reply 15 minutes, but you know, I was pissed off with his question. Sure, I got it. I knew it wasn't going to take that long to make the formula. But sometimes when you're so exhausted, you just need a break and need someone else to do the heavy lifting. Sometimes you need someone that you can count on to take care of you, and that was where I was at. I really didn't acknowledge my exhaustion at the time, and a couple of months later, my lack of attention to my own health backfired. I caught the summer flu, then the December flu, and then the stomach flu before I sat up and started addressing me again. Now, granted, I had a bit of an advantage over most of us. With a full-service Chinese medical facility at my disposal, I could quickly address each flu I got. So, only the summer flu put me flat on my back for 3 days. Yet, I hadn't been sick in years, and I forgot how unpleasant and miserable being sick really is. Just being sick made me realize I wanted to strengthen my Wei Qi before next winter. I don't want a repeat of this winter. I like being healthy and vibrant. It's my preferred mode of operation. Here is the thing though, more is going on than just one rough flu season. With the mutation of the swine flu a couple years ago, the flu season has been getting progressively worse. Across the globe, there are increasingly scientific conversations about another influenza pandemic. Not the potential. They all agree there will be another pandemic, and the key concern is another mutation with something like the bird flu. All this chatter got further support last June when the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the ACIP, recommended and received approval to not use the nasal spray flu vaccine for the 2016-2017 flu season. And their recommendation was based on data collected by the U.S. Influenza Vaccine Effectiveness Network of the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC. And their data showed the effectiveness had suddenly dropped to just 3% in 2015 instead of the 40 to 50% normally seen. You know, the ACIP is still trying to understand why the nasal flu vaccine suddenly became ineffective. And I think understanding why the nasal spray vaccine is ineffective is critical. We still have the injectable vaccines, but we must see how the injectables have done this year And right now, the data doesn't look promising. There are a lot of reasons why strengthening your immune system and defenses is important. Most importantly, no one wants to be sick, and leading a healthy, vibrant life is our best defense. Even with the flus becoming more virulent, we have an opportunity to do something that can improve our immune system, allowing us to avoid the severity of the flu or to avoid the flu altogether. Now, the key difference with Chinese medicine is that you, as a whole person, are addressed. We aren't a one-size-fits-all society. Each of us is unique, and addressing our own weaknesses as well as our strength is what gives us a full line of defense. We don't have to feel miserable or lose time. We also don't have to feel overwhelmed. In the real world, we can't do everything ourselves. Even as much as I would like to believe that I can do everything myself, I know, and my husband knows, that I can't. And when we can't do it all ourselves, we turn to each other. Life gets a whole lot easier when we don't have to do it all ourselves. Just like we rely on specialists to do our taxes, cut our hair, help with our financial planning, buy insurance, complete home repair and maintenance tasks, we also rely on specialists for our health. History has conditioned us to use medical specialists to address things after the fact. Today, we need to start to address our health before things happen. A simple one-on-one 30-minute conversation that comes with your own personal roadmap, and you can find your way to a new, stronger you who can avoid the winter flus and stay healthy and vibrant. And that's what it's all about, being healthy and vibrant. We can experience life to its fullest when we are healthy and vibrant. Vacations, time off, special events are never impacted when we are healthy. When we are healthy, we continue to do all those things we love and want to do, whether it's being able to make it to your child's sport event, music recital, or a weekend at the beach, attending a key meeting, or just enjoying a day off. Your life is all about you and how you want to live it. Living it healthy and vibrant means life has more to offer. And for the next 3 months, March, April, and May of 2017, Best Acupuncture is going to offer you your own personal prevention plan. And in addition, I'll add in a special acupuncture session to address stress. So not only will you be able to build up your winter armor to get more time back in your life, you will also get the opportunity to experience acupuncture to relieve stress, which is the largest cause of weakened immune systems. Now, why I'm only offering this for the next 3 months is because of a couple reasons. First, this past flu season was the worst that I've seen in my whole life, and I wanted to find a way to give back to everybody. Second, Chinese medical theory states that in order to prevent something, you have to start in the seasons before. So, in order to prevent fall and winter flus, the latest we could start is in the summer of 2017, and by May, we're way into summer. So, for the next 3 months, I'm offering you your own printed personal health evaluation, highlighting your strengths and weaknesses, including key steps you can incorporate into your daily life to strengthen your Wei Qi before next winter, and a special acupuncture session to relieve stress. And all of this for the low price of $595. Getting a head start on next winter's flu season is on my list and needs to be on your list too. A simple half-hour conversation could give you back up to 4 weeks of your life and let you enjoy all that time doing things you love to do. Give me a call at 360-841-7558 and let's see if Best Acupuncture can help you. Until next time, this is Kim Blaufuss with Best Acupuncture, helping to make your life simpler.